Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get to his dog of the week. 10-1 now?
Yeah.
And your whole card on cash ticket, underdogs and overs.
Yeah, this week is going to go really good or really bad.
Can't wait.
This is really good or really bad. And you're on a couple of these with me.
Oh, I know. I'm so excited. I hope you're going to pick the game that I love most this week.
We can do two of them if you want. I couldn't really decide between one, and we're 10-1. We got a little extra cheese to throw around, so let's have some fun.
Have a little fun with it. Before we get to your dog of the week, when do the Lions lose their next game?
Never.
Perfect.
I'm done. No, I'm done treating the Lions within the rules of the NFL. Like, John, I brought you up, and I had said I wanted to ask you this. Like, there are just certain games in this league. You can be on your way to a Super Bowl,
yeah,
but you know you're going to lose games along the way.
Yeah.
Just how it works. And then once a decade, a team violates that, and they don't lose. Like, there's those setup spots of, hey, back-to-back, on the road, in the division, you know, tough
short
spot.
Weeks.
Right. Doesn't matter for this team. Nope. And even last week, outside, horrible weather, at Green Bay. You thought Green Bay was putting it together. Goff would have the little mittens on. Doesn't matter. Garbage can. I don't know. I'm not picking it. Look, Sunday, should they lose? Well, they should.
No.
They won't. It doesn't. And again, look, Nico might not play. Will Anderson might not play.
Well, that's the other thing. You look at the beginning of the season. We talked about Aiden Hutchinson having 4 sacks in one game. And
Tampa, 3 backup tackles.
Yeah. And so everything is falling their way.
I said it yesterday, John. I asked Lions fans, has it hit you? Like, this might be more than just, like, I picked him to win the Super Bowl in August, and I'm not, whatever, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But John, it's even better than what I imagined.
Yeah.
And it feels magical. I don't want people to feel like I'm insulting it by saying it's magic. Like, no, I did with,
well,
the
I think everybody sees that it is magic,
it
because
is.
but it's magic backed up by some facts. Like, when the Tigers did it,
it was
there were
ridiculous.
No facts.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they're doing it with all
don't
pros.
Tell Scott Harris that, but no. Yeah. This is our plan all along.
Right. When's Bregman coming to town?
The 30 never.
Okay.
Why do you? I heard you guys do the Boris thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why people are mad at Scott Boris.
No, he didn't. He didn't do anything wrong. He
I
said
heard you read one ticket text and was like, "We don't take our orders from an agent." It's like, all right, cool. Enjoy McKinstry at third.
All he said is put your toe in the water, try a little
bit.
Yeah,
and he's got a business to run.
Oh, I know, and he's got clients.
But I also do like how after one bad off season, you have some people thinking like Scott Boris is, you know, Biden. It's like, dude, come on, he hasn't lost his mind. He's still a high powered agent who knows what he's doing. Like, he's not out here mumbling and,
right,
you know, hey grandpa, it's time for your
he also has other guys that are currently on the roster that, hey, if we do this deal, let's
exactly.
do this. I mean, there's,
but see, you're thinking like a major market team. Do we have one of those here? See, John's
no
thinking
proof.
About, hey, I tell you what, Scotty, one hand washes the other. We'll get this Scooble thing done, and you get Alex Bregman over here,
and we throw him a little back. Extra.
You know, I don't see that because, look, I don't want to build Jim's ego. It's big enough.
Oh, please do. This is
No.
Hold on. Those headphones aren't going to fit anymore.
John, I want to apologize in advance. I think Jim made a good point. And it was the idea of, I'll blame Scott, not Chris, because there is this air of smartest guy in the room with him.
Mm-hmm.
And his comment the other day, his actions could be different. Well, I mean, you know, we have the youngest team in baseball, and if everybody gets a little bit better, we're great. And, you know, outside contribution never outweighs internal development. I'm like, yeah, great. Here's Soto on line 3. Outside production can be just fine.
Yeah. And if you were to add Soto, you're not even to the median.
I'm not. You know what's funny? I was talking to Gov outside. I was like, look, if the offseason was Bregman and Christian Walker, think about first and third. You got a pair of gold glove caliber guys,
mm-hmm.
two right-handed bats.
Mm-hmm.
Walker would be a 2 or 3 year commitment, 30 home runs. Bregman, probably a 5 to 6 year commitment. But again, 25 to 30, but professionals, good at bats. You've got a familiarity with Hinch.
Pedigree,
and guess what?
World Series.
Winners. There you go. Yep.
And how much does... Okay,
Walker
if you want to talk about
the World Series 2 years ago.
You want to talk about the improvement for the current roster.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they come back in April and they're or late March, they're the exact same as they were last year. You add those guys to the lineup. Now, just imagine what A.J. Hinch can do with making those guys better just by positioning the lineup.
Yeah, think about the stagger between lefty-righty split where you've got Parker, Kerry Bonds, and Riley Green, and your right-handed offset is Bregman, Christian Walker.
Right.
Like, I'm just making a point. Yeah. Like, there's or Santander. You know, there's ways to do this where it doesn't involve $600 million. What I don't want is this. Him and Rieger got killed last year. They got vilified because they wanted this Matt Chapman thing. Like, I didn't care who they signed. I'm just going,
just sign somebody, yeah.
Human being who holds bat. Like, what we can't do is this idea of people get vilified for wanting more, because if not now, when?
We're all on the same team. We want this team to be better.
It's
and there are players available that make them better.
I don't know why people want to defend this team. They haven't won a World Series in 40 years.
Dog of the week.
Let's go. You want to go two of them?
Sure.
All right.
One, two, three.
Utah. All right. Utah plus 3.5, hosting fake ass BYU and their old man strength. And then, because you don't care about the breakdown, you just want the picks.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Kansas. Let's go Kansas catching the three against Iowa State at Arrowhead. Yeah, but hold on. Iowa State's been asked for a few weeks. You got Kansas off a bye. You know Leopold is 16-7 off a bye?
I do now.
So, like, just this idea of Kansas power running game, yeah. ISU looks flat as hell. And what's Kansas's strength? Two NFL corners. What does ISU need to do? Explosives in the pass game to the two decent receivers. It's ratty.
John, which one do you like better?
Utah. I mean, they're the team that has 100% underperformed. Now, a lot of injuries, obviously, to the quarterback.
And they're at home.
And they're
on a bye.
And I know BYU is too, but here's the thing. BYU's all the metrics. Like, Retzlaff, their quarterback, he's getting away with murder. Like, this guy's not good. And he throws balls into seven defenders and, you know, bounces off someone's face. I don't believe. And BYU hits every fourth down. Yep. They make the Lions look average. So, like, I just think it's rivalry. It's Rice Eccles at night.
Mm-hmm.
Throw some special helmets on it. Utah breaking out some special helmets.
Good if they were.
Take the points with both. You're getting at least three in both of those, depending where you go.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.